however briefly, which, by the way, is definitely the way to meet me. Let's not dwell on that.
With that.
Hey, next time we're going to be trying to be a lot more, less insufferable than we have been this time.
Less insufferable.
See, we haven't done this very much.
You want to be insufferable?
This is what we're going to be shooting for next time, is sufferability.
I think we can achieve it. I have a feeling.
You got to have goals. You got to work together. And you got to believe.
Teamwork.
Yep.
Hang in there, baby.
I will, honey.
Okay. It's time now for the space balloons. A Michael J. Epstein project right here. On your freeform radio station, it is WMFO Medford.
One morning I was eating breakfast at the table when I heard a knock on my balloon. I opened the door, a purple man walked in, and here's what he said when he entered the room. He said,
I want dessert for breakfast. I want dessert for breakfast. Give me dessert for breakfast. Dessert for breakfast. Dessert for breakfast. I demand dessert for breakfast. Let me have dessert for breakfast. Give me dessert for breakfast. Dessert for breakfast. Dessert for breakfast. Now.
I'm sorry, sir. That's not a healthy choice. You should be eating better, like good little girls and boys. I'm sorry, sir, that's not okay with me. You should be eating space fruit to give you energy. But he said,
I want dessert for breakfast. I want dessert for breakfast. Give me dessert for breakfast. Dessert for breakfast. Dessert for breakfast. I demand dessert for breakfast. Let me have dessert for breakfast. Give me dessert for breakfast. Dessert for breakfast. Dessert for breakfast.
Before you act so rash, let's give this a second thought. Eating healthy food should be what you want. You need your morning fiber. It does a body good. Something clicked inside his head. I think he understood. He said,
I demand dessert for breakfast. Let me have dessert for breakfast. Give me dessert for breakfast. Dessert for breakfast. Dessert for breakfast. I want dessert for breakfast. I might try healthy breakfast, but I still like dessert for breakfast. Dessert for breakfast. Dessert for breakfast.
I'm glad that you will try it. Now here's a bowl of grapes, a tasty, healthy breakfast that comes in many shapes. I notice that you're smiling and you're full of energy. You see what healthy breakfast can do for you or me. He said,
I don't want dessert for breakfast. I don't need dessert for breakfast. Stay away from dessert for breakfast. Dessert for breakfast. Dessert for breakfast.
Eggs are oval and cracked in half. happy with nothing to fix. Normally they are afraid of rats.
Bought an assortment of bagels and frozen them. I wanted to have one, and there was only one left, and it was an everything bagel. Even saying that now, it's a ridiculous name. But the main thing is, I don't want them. It would be going too far to say I can't stand them, but I just don't like them. And I'm amazed and disappointed that they have become a standard item. Why have everything? Why? I mean, I like one thing that I can taste and enjoy, like a sesame seed bagel or a poppy seed bagel. Having everything on them at once is like turning on a bunch of radios in your house, all playing different stations at the same time. You know who does that? Crazy people. Actually, I heard that when he was at his worst, Rocky Erickson would do that. I like Rocky. I like him a lot. But I don't like everything bagels.
just in Harlem. Most of the smart set, when they get their heart set on going low down, they like to disguise it, they don't advertise it at all. And late in the night when the moon's fading light is about to go down, they steal away where the brown shadows play on the wall. Society sits and dies at the Ritz when they get to feeling right. Always have their breakfast in Harlem. In all the hotels, the swellest of swells are saving their appetite for a little breakfast in Harlem. When good church neighbors to their labors awaken, then high societies mix in rhythm with bacon. The coffee is hot, so is the spot. Nobody says goodnight till they have their breakfast in Harlem. Labor the awaken, then high societies mix the rhythm with bacon. The coffee is hot, so is the spot. Nobody says goodnight till they have the breakfast in Harlem. That's breakfast in Harlem.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And we want to, of course, thank from the bottom of our hearts here. We want to thank Chandler Travis for helping us out with the breakfast portion of this evening's program. Thank you very much, Chandler. I only wish Claudia had done more to assist, other than just sleep there. But now it's time for us to turn to the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks. Before we begin, you know what I'm going to do, and that's to thank or to remind you. No, I'm going to remind you to think about your future and go to feedthepig.org. The initial radio obituary is for Bonnie Pointer, the American singer, best known for having been a member of the vocal group The Pointer Sisters. She had numerous solo hits after leaving The Pointers in 1977, including a disco cover of Heaven Must Have Sent You. Bonnie Pointer just passed away at 69. It's the initial radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Oh, I'm Anita of the Pointer Sisters.
Jane Pointer.
I'm Ruth.
Hi, I'm Bonnie.
You are what you eat, so don't be a dope.
Don't you smack around me, or I'll smack you upside your head.
Yes, we can. I know we can.
try.
Oh, yes, we can. I know we can. Yes, we can.
Great gosh, am I.
Oh, yes, we can. I know we can.
We can make it, y'all.
Yes, we can. I know we can.
Oh, I know we can make it, y'all. If we only try.
Oh, yes, we can. I know we can.
Yeah, you can make it, y'all.
Sometimes
it's hard.
Oh, yes, we can.
Sometimes it's gonna be hard. Sometimes it's hard.
Oh, yes, we can. I know we can.
No, no, we can make it, y'all.
If we want,
oh, yes, we can. I know we can make it.
I know that we can.
I know darn well we can work
it out. We can work it out. Oh, yes, we can. Yes, we can. Oh, why can't we? If we want to get together,
I know we can make it.
I know that we can.
I know darn well we can work it out.
Work it out. Oh, yes, we can. Yes, we can. Oh, why can't we? If we want to get together, we can. I know we can make it.
I know we can.
I know darn well
we can work it out. We just gotta try a little harder. Raise the children like we ought to. Tell them just what it's all about. Don't you know we can work it out?
I know we can make it.
I know we can.
I know darn well.
Right now, it's time on speed. I know we can. Look together as we need to take the burden off your brother. Not to worry.
Yes, we can. I know we can make it.
I know we can.
I know darn well.
Love is so many feet and so many pools. Love and understanding is the key to the game.
I know we can make it.
I know we can.
I know darn well
we can
work it out. Oh, yes, we can. Yes, we can. Yes, we can. Yes, we can.
The post-initial radio obituary is for Majek Fajik, the Nigerian singer, songwriter, and guitarist, best known for his 1988 album Prisoner of Conscience. He worked with various artists, including Tracy Chapman, Jimmy Cliff, Michael Jackson, and Snoop Dogg. He just passed away at 57. It's the post-initial radio obituary for Majek Fajik right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Our next radio obituary is for Lester Grinspoon. He was an American psychiatrist, best known for his long tenure as an associate professor of psychiatry at Harvard Medical School. He concurrently served as a senior psychiatrist at the Massachusetts Mental Health Center in Boston for 40 years. Grinspoon was a fellow of the American Association for the Advancement of Science and the American Psychiatric Association. He was founding editor of the Harvard Mental Health Letter, but he became most famous for his activism around cannabis. Grinspoon became interested in cannabis in the 1960s when its use in the United States increased dramatically. He had no doubt that it was a very harmful drug that was unfortunately being used by more and more foolish young people who would not listen to or could not believe or understand the warnings about its dangers. When Grinspoon began studying marijuana in 1967, his intent was to define scientifically the nature and degree of those dangers. But as he reviewed the existing literature on the subject, Grinspoon reached the conclusion he and the general public had been misinformed and misled. He said, quote, "There was little empirical evidence to support my beliefs about the dangers of marijuana," unquote. And he was convinced cannabis was much less harmful than he had believed. The title of Marijuana Reconsidered reflected that change in view. He has testified before Congress and as an expert witness in various legal proceedings, including the deportation hearings of John Lennon. The Boston Globe has characterized Grinspoon as, quote, "no Timothy Leary. He was an earnest academic who wore a tie and insisted he never promoted the use of marijuana, but rather the elimination of the draconian prohibitions." Lester Grinspoon passed away on June 25th at his home in Newton, Mass. He was 93 years old, and he is our next radio obituary. I am not Belinda, but this still is Bubbles in the Think Tank.
We came here not only to help John and to spotlight what's going on, but also to show and to say to all of you that apathy isn't it, and that we can do something. Okay, so flower power didn't work, so what? We start again. This song I wrote for John Sinclair.
It ain't fair, John Sinclair, in the step of breathing air. Won't you care for John Sinclair, in the step of breathing air? Let him be, set him free, let him be like you and me. They gave him 10 for 2, and what else can the judges do?
Lester Grinspoon, Associate Professor Emeritus of Psychiatry at the Harvard Medical School. Back in 1966, concerned that so many young people were harming themselves through the use of marijuana, I began to review the medical and scientific literature to help clarify the nature of this harmfulness. Much to my surprise, I discovered that it was a substance remarkably free of toxicity. In fact, it is far safer than any pharmaceutical or recreational drug. There is no record of a single overdose death from its recreational or medicinal use. Marijuana is one of the most studied substances. I believe that it is high time that this country reconsider its stance on cannabis.
Them legalize marijuana.
The cleanup radio obituary is for Cincinnati musician Jerry Adams. He was the frontman of a couple of bands, including Peppermint Subway and Hobilly. others over the years, I'm sure, that I just don't recall because I wasn't living there at the time. He also hosted the Thursday night local music program on WAIF, where, of course, I was born and bred in community radio. He did Kindred Sanction on Thursday nights for many, many years. He served on the board at WAIF as well. He was definitely an all-around good fellow and supporter of community radio and local music. I loved Jerry Adams. He's a great guy. And I like that one of the local obits referenced him as the Waylon Jennings of the punk rock scene. Jerry Adams just passed away at 60. It's the cleanup radio obituary for him right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Hey, man, where's the beach?
Shucks!
By the way, you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Melinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And now we're at the radio obituary for Hugh Downs, the American radio and television broadcaster, announcer, television host, news anchor, TV producer, author, game show host, and music composer. That's a lot of stuff. He was a regular television presence from the mid-1940s into the late 1990s. He had several successful roles on morning television, primetime television, and late night to boot. For several years, he held the certified Guinness World Record for the most hours on commercial network television, ultimately being surpassed by Regis Philbin. He served as an announcer and sidekick for Tonight starring Jack Parr from 1957 through 62. He co-hosted The Today Show on NBC from 62 through 71. He also had Concentration, the game show that ran from 58 through 67, and all kinds of other stuff too. On that point, I had the board games for Concentration and a board game, well, it was more of a conversation game called Hugh Downs Chit Chat. I would love to play that game right now, but it is not at the place that I am. It's not at Babyland. What's up with that? Also of personal relevance in the Hugh Downs story, he founded the New Mexico Media Literacy Project, hosted by the Albuquerque Academy. And when I left Cincinnati, that is where I went to work. I went to the New Mexico Media Literacy Project, where I served as the executive director for 3 years before gallivanting off to a job in Mendocino. So I got to meet him a few times. He was pretty inactive with the organization by that point because the organization had been around for 10 years or so at that point. And so I didn't get to work directly with him, but I did get to meet him a couple of times, and he was just lovely. A lovely fellow. Hugh Downs just passed away at 99. And for his radio obituary, did you know he had a 45? Well, he was the voice on a 45. That's what I think we're going to hear in the radio obituary for Hugh Downs right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
When I was out shopping, though you'll find it hard to believe, a little blue man came out of the crowd and timidly tugged at my sleeve.
I love you,
said the little blue man.
I love you to bits. I love you.
He loved me, said the little blue man, and scared me right out of my wits. I hurried back to my apartment. I rushed in and I closed the door. But there on the desk stood the little blue man, who started to tell me once more.
I love you,
said the little blue man.
I love you to bits. I love you.
He loved me, said the little blue man, and scared me right out of my wits. 4 weeks after that, I was haunted, though no one could see him but me. Right by my side was the little blue man, wherever I happened to be.
I love you.
One evening in wild desperation, I rushed to a rooftop in town, and over the side pushed the little blue man, who sang to me all the way down.
I love you,
said the little blue man.
I love you to bits. I love you.
He loved me, said the little blue man, and scared me right out of my wits. I whispered, thank goodness that's over. I smiled as I hurried outside. But there on the street stood the little blue man, who said with a tear in his eye,
I don't love you anymore.
Hey, guess what? It's the Weasel Radio Obituary for Carl Reiner, the American actor, comedian, director, screenwriter, and author, whose career spans 7 decades. During the early years of television comedy, from 1950 through 57, he acted on and contributed sketch material for Your Show of Shows and Caesar's Hour, both starring Sid Caesar. In the 60s, he was best known as the creator, producer, writer, and actor on The Dick Van Dyke Show. We all know about the comedy duo with Mel Brooks, The 2,000-Year-Old Man. He acted in films including It's a Mad, 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 Mad World in 1963, The Russians Are Coming, The Russians Are Coming in 66, and the Ocean's film series in 2001 through 2007. He did so much stuff. It's just a ridiculous amount to even consider going through, which is why all of the other news outlets took care of it, so we wouldn't have to do it here. But I did occasionally look at his Twitter account, and I was really appreciative to see that the day before he passed away, many of his final tweets were about Noel Coward. So that's where we're going to start, as we begin the Weasel Radio Obituary for Carl Reiner. By the way, he just passed away at 98. The Weasel Radio Obituary for Carl Reiner right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Don't let's be beastly to the Germans when our victory is ultimately won. It was just those nasty Nazis who persuaded them to fight, and their Beethoven and Bach are really far worse than their bite. Let's be meek to them and turn the other cheek to them and try to bring out their latent sense of fun. Let's give them full air parity and treat the rats with charity, but don't let's be beastly to the Hun. We must be kind, and with an open mind, we must endeavor to find a way to let the Germans know that when the war is over, they are not the ones who have to pay. We must be sweet and tactful and discreet, and when they've suffered defeat, we mustn't let them feel upset or ever get the feeling that we're cross with them or hate them. Our future policy must be to reinstate them. Don't let's be beastly to the Germans when we've definitely got them on the run. Let us treat them very kindly, as we would a valued friend. We might send them out some bishops as a form of lease and lend. Let's be sweet to them and day by day repeat to them that sterilization simply isn't done. Let's help the dirty swine again to occupy the Rhine again, but don't let's be beastly to the Hun. We must be just and win their love and trust, and in addition we must be wise and ask the conquered lands to join our hands to aid them. That would be a wonderful surprise. For many years, they've been in floods of tears because the poor little dears have been so wronged and only long to cheat the world, deplete the world, and beat the world to blazes. This is the moment when we ought to sing their praises. Don't let's be beastly to the Germans, for you can't deprive a gangster of his gun. Though they've been a little naughty to the Czechs and Poles and Dutch, I don't suppose those countries really minded very much. Let's be free with them and share the BBC with them. We mustn't prevent them basking in the sun. Let's soften their defeat again and build their blasted fleet again, but don't let's be beastly to the Hun. Don't let's be beastly to the Germans when the age of peace and plenty has begun. We must send them steel and oil and coal and everything they need, for their peaceable intentions can be always guaranteed. Let's employ with them a sort of strength through joy with them. They're better than us at honest, manly fun. Let's let them feel us well again and bum us all to hell again. But don't let's be beastly to the Hun.
Now, this the ad says, drive to Detroit, one or two girls, share expenses. You'll be somebody that... What are we calling, London? What is that Big Ben bit?
Hello, did someone put an ad for to drive along with someone to Detroit?
I don't know anything about it.
Oh, well, there was an ad in the paper. I'm terribly sorry, but...
Read it.
That says, drive Detroit, one or two girls share expense. And I'm going to Detroit, and I was going to go with some fellas, but it might be more fun going with a couple of girls. This isn't the place?
No, I'm afraid not.
Oh, you're not one of the two girls. No, you have a low voice, but some people do have low voices and are girls. I thought it might be a girl. You're not a girl.
Nope.
Oh, gee, I'm terribly sorry. I want to go to Detroit so bad.
Well, ain't nothing happened.
Because I want to pick up a car in Detroit and drive back with anybody who wants to come back. You're not going, huh?
Yes, sir. Wish the world.
Okay. Well, for so long, thank you very much. You've been very kind.
All right, later.
Wait a minute. I feel lucky.
Hello?
Hello there. Listen, I have a gentleman here who wants to talk to you about your ad.
Yes, okay.
Hello, did you put an ad in the paper today?
Yes.
This is a driving to Seattle, to ride us to Portland and Seattle and vicinity?
Yes, vicinity.
Oh, well, gee, that we're in luck, because my friend and I must get to Portland and Seattle and vicinity. We're willing to pay any price to get there.
Yes, well, who are you?
Well, I'm not at liberty to give you my name at the moment. We're working for the government, and we've got to get out of the state... Without the government, without another government knowing we're going. As a matter of fact, you see, we're carrying some very important material in our portfolios, and it would be doing the country a service. I'll let you speak to Lieutenant Jacobs here.
Well, I'll tell you, it's my son. He's chaplain at the Air Force Base in Spokane, and he's out right now.
Well, that would be wonderful, because then we'd really
you'd have
be
to talk safe. With him, and he'd have to call you tonight.
Oh,
well, she better talk to Jacobs in any
way. Lieutenant Jacobs will probably straighten you, it's this whole thing out.
Listen, madam, if it was necessary, could we reach your son in, at the air base?
Well, which air base?
I thought he was he a captain in the Air Force?
No.
Had I misunderstood that?
Yes, you misunderstood.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry.
He's chaplain at Spokane, Washington.
He's a captain at Spokane?
No, a chaplain.
Oh, a chaplain?
Yes.
Oh, he's a chaplain. Oh, well, I'm terribly sorry. Would you forgive us?
I think we've got
the wrong number, and would you please tell him to give us all his blessing? And thank you very much, madam. I'm sorry to bother you. Right, good night.
You know, it's absolutely amazing that you lived so long, considering all the diseases and the plagues that have beset man.
Yeah.
You went through it. Yes. Now, did you go through the Black Plague?
Yes, the bubonic plague.
Yes, the bubonic plague.
Absolutely.
You went through that.
Oh, certainly.
Now, what is your memory of that horrible time?
I don't want to remember all the blotches. I'll give you a short summation, all right?
Yes.
Too many rats, not enough cats. And that's it. That was the whole play.
Today, in your 2,037 years, you must experience a lot of sickness, a lot of diseases.
You know, when you go into a doctor's office,
yes,
and they give you a list of every disease known to medical science,
yes,
right?
Yes.
I take a big black crayon and I write yes all across it. Yes. There's nothing that they don't know that I didn't get. And there's one or two that's not on that list that I got.
No kidding.
Yes, sir.
Can you tell me about that?
A blue tongue.
You once had a blue tongue?
A powder blue tongue. Absolutely. I'll never forget. It was in Vienna around the turn of the century, and I got up like I always do, and to amuse myself, I went, blah. That's how I wake up. And I went, whoa. My entire tongue was powder blue.
Are you sure? I've never heard of a powder blue tongue.
Well, maybe it was cobalt.
Cobalt is very dark.
No, not so dark.
Navy blue?
No, too dark. What? Want me to be very accurate?
Well, it'd be more interesting.
Very accurate?
Yes.
Robin's egg blue. Yes. That was the color
you
of my
tongue.
You had
a robin's egg blue tongue?
Robin's egg blue tongue. Absolutely.
What did you do for your blue tongue?
Luckily, I was in Vienna, 1905. I went to that one doctor who was then crushing over from the medical profession to the mental profession.
You're talking about Sigmund Freud?
Whoa! Whoa, how you know? How you're
well,
smart.
Well, you said Vienna, 1905. I figured.
Yeah, but you're smart as a ship.
Smart as a what?
Smart as a ship.
You mean smart as a whip?
What the hell's so smart about a whip?
Well, that's the expression.
A ship, I could see smart, turned out, on the water, sails, moving.
Yeah,
catch the wind.
Well, that's expression.
You're dragging your anchor. I can see everything.
Yeah.
A ship, smart as a ship, makes sense.
Okay.
Smart as a whip is curled over in that corner. It's laying. I would never say smart as a whip.
Okay. I understand. You're paying me a compliment.
Smart
I like
as
it.
A ship.
I like
and
it, sir.
And if people call you smart as a whip, correct them.
Okay. I will.
From now
will.
On, right.
What was the treatment like, sir? What was the treatment like?
Well, it was very strange because he said, tell me, what have you been eating lately? I said to him, but I always eat a matzo ball soup.
Yes.
A tongue sandwich.
Yeah.
And he said, that's it, the tongue sandwich.
Now, how is that?
He said, your tongue is depressed. I said, how could you say that? He said, let's get into the mind of the tongue. I said, all right. I was paying $7-$8. I said, let's take a shot. We'll get in the mind of the tongue. So anyway, he said, what is the tongue thinking? I said, okay, what is the tongue thinking? He said, the tongue is thinking, this guy loves tongue. I'm right here laying in the middle of his mouth, teeth on all sides of me. I'm vulnerable. And believe it or not, it clicked. And from that day on, I switched to chopped liver, and my tongue went from robin's egg blue to its normal pink with a slight white covering, which everybody has.
Very good.
Perfect.
Yes, sir.
Hello there. This is the Three Haircuts. This is the flip side of the record. And this side of the record outsold the other side of the record 2-1. And it's called Going Crazy. Hit it, boys.
I'm going crazy, ba-ba-doop-ba-ba-day. I'm going crazy, ba-ba-doop-ba-ba-day. I'm going crazy, ba-ba-doop-ba-ba-day. I'm going crazy, going crazy, going crazy, going crazy, going crazy. Ba-ba-doop-ba-ba-day. I'm going crazy, ba-ba-doop-ba-ba-day. I'm going crazy, ba-ba-doop-ba-ba-day. I'm going crazy, going crazy, going crazy, going crazy, going crazy. Ba-ba-doop-ba-ba-day. I'm going crazy, ba-ba-doop-ba-ba-day. I'm going crazy, ba-ba-doop-ba-ba-day. I'm going crazy, going crazy, going crazy, going crazy.